On behalf of the world's largest teachers union, Delia, to speak out on our issue. It took me back to 12 years ago at Concord Academy in Concord, Massachusetts, where I taught, where I was a very scared young gay teacher. I'd been fired from my first job for being gay. And in my second job, I wasn't sure how I wanted to deal with them. And I was in my first month on the job, and I had an advisee named Brewster. Brewster was missing a lot of classes. He was at boarding school. So I said to his teacher, his first grade teacher, I said, "Every time Brewster misses a class, I want you to tell me that he's missed that class. And I will go find him." So I went and found Brewster one morning when she called, and he was asleep in his dorm room. And I said, "Brewster, what are you doing asleep?" And he said, "Well, I'm tired." And I said, "Well, we all are tired. We all got to school today." And he said, "Well, I was out late last night." I said, "What were you doing late, out late on the school night?" And he said, "Well, I was in Boston." Boston's about 45 minutes from Concord. I said, "What were you doing in Boston on the school night, Brewster?" He got very quiet. And he finally looked at me and he said, "Well, I met somebody in the bus station bathroom and I went home with him." High school sophomore, 15 years old. That was the only way he knew how to meet gay people. I was a closet gay teacher, 24 years old. Didn't know what to say. Knew I should say something quickly. So I finally, my best friend had just died of AIDS the week before. I looked at Brewster and I said, "You know, I hope you knew to use a condom." And he said to me something I'll never forget. He said, "Why should I? My life isn't worth saving anyway." Probably a story about why I took the shots a decade later. And I'm like, "No, I cannot remain closeted. I cannot allow the next generation to feel the way I felt. It's morally irresponsible to do so." I came out of the school which I taught, gave a chapel talk in which I spoke to all the students about being gay. Afterwards, so many students hugged me, I felt like I was Madonna. And in fact, if they were